Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamb brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or on a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure with will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise God. Lord.
I think for all those who study theology, they all know the name. St. Thomas Aquinas. His theology or scholastic philosophy. And he's the one who brought, for years ago, 1,000 years ago, the Greek philosophy, Aristotle. He's the one who gave a kind of system to teach on way, meaning of life, meaning of the world. But nobody dare touch because they say, this is pagan. Doesn't concern us. So for years, nobody dare touch this philosophy. Until this St. Thomas. His parents want him to be a Benedictine because I think it's more famous. And they capture him and push him in somewhere for a year, a kind of prison. But so he insists to join the Benedictine order because this order is for the poor. They call it a Mendicant order because they have to beg money from the people. Benedictine is, they have a solemn abbey, everything, solemnity. But the Dominicans, by that time, like the Franciscans, they have no place to stay, you know, poor. So his parents doesn't want him to be. But he got, really, God's grace. And what I think is important, his point is, there's one truth. No matter it's pagan or Christian. If it is truth, it's read adhere to the gospel teaching. And so true. And today we study systematic theology all according to his teaching. It's Greek mentality, but it come Christianized. And today also we know that we pray for Christian unity. Last week, Hong Kong groups usually, especially the pastors, the one who work in the pastoral field, we have every year, one morning we call the ecumenical breakfast. So they have also the breaking of bread. They don't say it's Eucharist. They have the liturgy of breaking the bread. I'm one to serve on readings. If according to our rites, so I take part of their Mass because Mass have two important parts. The reading and the Eucharist. But for them, reading is one part. They don't call Eucharist. Breaking bread, another time, another part. So I participate actively, the first part. Second part, I stay, not afar, but I stay in my place. So just a feel yucked again, one another. So one of the things is, most of the people went out to take the host. Of course, they have all the beliefs, whether they believe really presence of Jesus or not. Because for some, they believe God, Jesus is present in the liturgy. Even we call Eucharist. As far as that is together in the prayer meeting. We, after the Mass, we keep the host into the Blessed Sacrament. But for them, they stay there. Once the people disperse, no more the presence of Christ for them. They can use it for next time, the host or the wine. In fact, I saw them the other day, they used the juice, fruit juice, grape juice, okay? So it's not exactly. But anyway, not to my point. People ask me, why don't you go out and take the communion, what we call communion? I say, well, until today, we are one as a body. I think of different tastes. Because we can see it in this way. We are one mind, one heart. But still, our belief is a little bit still waiting. It's already for centuries, for 400 centuries, for 100 years, the church are recognized with the Lutherans. We have the common agreement that we believe, if the same belief, the faith, through faith, you have salvation. Because in the past, faith, you don't have to do anything. You believe, and I'm saved. But now today, we understand. Even you believe, but still you have to behave according to the gospel. Not that many people, the simplistic way, I believe in Christ, so I'm saved. Not right, because even you kill people, you still have to go to hell. That doesn't mean that verbally, I believe, and then you are saved. You still have to do the will of God, no? So today, we have a common agreement. Also, for these years, we have recognized the baptism for one another. You don't have to re-baptize again. Although, some Christian church still need, if they change from Catholic to the church, they still have to re-baptize. But of course, still we need some Christians become Catholic. We need them to be re-baptized because they don't have baptism or they don't use the Blessed Trinity. For example, the Salvation Army, they don't have baptism. They have the flag representing the presence of Christ. So this is our world today. We are one. I wish that today Thomas Aquinas can come today and how to explain this unity with his philosophy that we are one and still we are praying. I think it's not too far away. Even though we don't receive the same communion, but on earth, we practice so much already. 10 years ago, we don't look at one another in the past. But today, we work together. I belong to the commission, of the Ecumenical Commission, for another 8 years. They're very good friends. All the pastors even go to all the places. They treat one another as brother and sister, not in the past. They keep us away, close the door. But today, invite us, come in and sit in. Even invite us for the communion. But of course, not the time yet. So we have to pray hard. And this not depends on us. Important is that we pray. God has prayed for this already. 3,000 years ago. Father, that all may be one. So this unity, first of all, we Catholic. First unity, with the Lord. If you don't have the Lord in you or among ourselves, this communion, how can you preach with other Christian denominations? It's possible, but it's not practical. First of all, each one of us, according to our belief, live as what we trust, and one day, God has His way. The descent of the Spirit will put us one. We don't know when. Until that day, we still have hope. You have to trust. Jesus come on earth so that we may be all one. So that it's a task of our Lord. First of all, for us, all, no matter who they are, even Buddhas, Muslims, they are our brother and sister. We are one humanity, one family. Although we have to belong to different doors, but one house. So we pray one day all the doors be open and we enjoy in the banquet place that we celebrate with the Lord. So we, today, the intention, especially for this Christian unity.